This is the fifth weekly of 2023. It is Saturday, the 4th of Feb. A little bit of a nightmare last night. We had a few things in the house that kind of distracted things. So I didn't quite get to do the recording on my typical scheduled time. It's okay. We can adjust. We can make things work. It's not for a profession. It's just a bit of reflection. So I want to make a few little changes. Today, I'm recording with a new MagSafe mount by Belkin. So my iPhone is attached to that on top of my Mac, but it's also on a stand, which is elevated, and it's not allowing for much stability. So I've got to be really careful, and I don't think it's going to work, but I'm going to give it a go and then adjust maybe next week, go back to the desk mount that's a bit more stable. I'm also going to skip over the live section that I did like the last four versions of this. And I'm also going to try and focus on one thing from each section. I realise I ramble a lot and I don't want it to come across as a really boring, monotonous 20-minute monologue. I want to try and keep it as succinct as possible. But again, I will appreciate any feedback that suggests that you prefer it that way. I've had a few people respond saying they like the format, they like the style, that the video quality is definitely better as well. So I really do appreciate all the feedback we get back on this. So jumping straight to work. On Thursday, we had a workshop. It was a ways of working sort of manifesto workshop. Now, it was only the first stage of this. We knew that we were biting off more than we can chew to achieve anything in like an hour and a half. But it's a great opportunity to actually practice something. So it was the first time I facilitated a workshop remotely and in person. We managed to book out a really useful, really great room, fantastic acoustics and video conference facilities. There's a proper whiteboard and all the post-its available. And we had, I don't know, probably about 15 people dialing in as well. So we had a great crowd, like 15 in the room, 15 abroad, or dialing in from around the UK. And the conversation was great. We used Miro to sort of capture a lot of ideas and thoughts so people online could use Miro and just put post-it notes. Then we could jump over to them and say, oh, do you want to talk a bit more about that? Bring it back into the room and actually facilitate the conversation that side with the post-its. So it worked quite nicely in that sense, but it's a really good conversation around how we want to maximize our time when we are in the office, what we should be doing together when we are actually in person. You know, should we be doing pairing and mobbing? Should we be having one-to-ones? Should we be having proper meetings like we were doing? And, you know, it got the juices flowing, some great ideas coming out of it. We even dive into stuff around the technicalities of how we work. You know, should we have our readmes in Confluence or in GitHub? Should we be thinking about how we share our services, how we do knowledge sharing across all the different services that we manage between us as well? But it was a really good start.
So as I say, it was a really great day to get everyone together. We had a great time after the afternoon as well. We went out for some lunch, some delayed Christmas lunch in the King's Cross. I went to the pub for a little bit as well. And it was really, it was just a great time to be around our teammates. From a side project perspective, this week I launched Make Life Work Season 10. I've been talking about it for a while now and I've been chipping away at the editing and the background stuff. It went live on Tuesday evening, so I managed to get it in just in on January, my deadline that I suggested. So this was an episode with Mike and Sam. We were talking about our achievements in 2022, what we want to try and achieve in 2023 as well, as maybe some shared goals. But what was really quite nice about that episode was we all have this shared goal of producing more content. In our Slack community on the side, there's a lot of people that are really pushing out their blog posts at the moment. And I know it's the January push. Everyone's full of energy and enthusiasm. I want to try and keep it going. And one of the ideas we had in the conversation was to have like a monthly, it was like a drop-in session. So we block out 2 hours every month or every 2 weeks in the evening, typically, where we can just jump on a call and do our thing that we want to work on. Or you don't have to be on the call. You're in the zone and you've got the Slack community in the background there to ask questions. And you can actually sort of go, oh, I'm going to be picking up this now. If anyone's got any ideas or if I need any help, you're around to jump on it. So I'm going to try and set something up, I think, this month to see when that works. We don't know yet, but it was a great idea and I appreciate Mike and Sam's time. It was really fun to have a conversation with them about their goals and their aspirations and how we can help each other. And I'm looking forward to the rest of the recordings I've got coming up. I've had two more bookings coming this morning that I'm really looking forward to do this month, and it should flesh out the content quite nicely. I'm also going to take it back to a two-week cycle rather than a weekly cycle. Gives me a bit more of a buffer to get it right and make sure that the conversations and the types of content are suitable and not just rushed. So that was the main highlight from a side perspective this week. A little addition to this week from content perspective, I put out another mix on my House Finesse podcast. That went out yesterday. We had a few technical problems in the morning and the website actually went down this week. So I had to work with the hosting company to work out what happened there. It's given us a chance to give it a bit, the website a bit of a lick of paint though. I've changed the theme to a more modern one and simplified some of the homepage content because there was a lot of nonsense on there that wasn't really relevant anymore. So I've cleared it out. We've simplified the content a bit more and it feels like a fresh start for 2023 on that front as well. From a tech perspective, so as I said at the start, I've been playing around with this MagSafe mount for the phone to see what works and doesn't. I'm not convinced it's the right tool for me. I think it's a little bit overpriced at £30 for literally a piece of plastic with a little lip to hang on your computer. So I'm probably going to look at some alternative options. I've also been looking into suitable microphones that I can take with me if I want to do like a mobile or remote version of this. I was looking yesterday at some of the Lightning adapter microphone that you can plug straight into your mic, either remotely with wireless or with wires. But looking at the reviews, I'm not entirely sure they're the right solution. So I want to keep looking around and see what works and it gives me the chance to take this out. And I'm not limited and restricted to doing it in the studio. So I'm going to give it a go. I want to keep shopping around. And if there are any sort of suggestions from the listeners out there or the viewers, please do let me know. And another little thing I've been playing around with this week is ChatGPT. So I've got a personal dashboard that I've used for over a year now just to kind of gather data from around different sources. Lots of automation from If This and That and Zapier and RSS feeds that feed into like a data source of things I'm tracking. One of them is my Apple Health data. So I've got an app on my phone, I can't remember the name of it, I'll put a link in the show notes, but effectively pulls out all the Apple Health data and then synchronizes it to Google Drive or Dropbox or wherever you want to put it. What I was trying to work out was to pull that CSV data into a master Google Sheet, which it's not as straightforward as you'd think it might be. But what I did on Tuesday night, I asked ChatGPT, how can I pull in CSV data from a file into a sheet? And it gave me the answer straight away. I tried it out and it worked. I was really impressed. It wasn't perfect what I wanted it to do. So I continued the conversation with ChatGPT to work through the detail. And it did actually clear up some of those nuances, such as removing duplications, making sure that there is data there. So just added a few conditions around the code, but I was so impressed with how easy it was for me to just kind of ask ChatGPT for a solution. And it starts to make you think, is this the future of how we code? We don't necessarily need to know the bulk of what we want to do, but we do need to understand the context a bit more and actually work through the details. And that's where the human element comes in, where machines aren't necessarily the strongest. But again, very cool. And I was really impressed with how that worked out. Finally, from an entertainment perspective, I picked up a really interesting book this week called Remote Not Distant by Gustavo Rossetti. Now, it was recommended to me on my Kindle Unlimited subscription. So it was included in that cost. I thought, I'll give it a go, because this is an interesting topic. It's something that's quite relevant to what we're trying to do at the moment, especially with the workshop earlier in the week. So, but it is a really good book. It pulls out so much evidence and examples from around the globe, from big tech organizations, not necessarily just tech, just big organizations that have pivoted through the pandemic to work out how to make sure people are working well and actually shared goals, looking at the rituals that can make those environments a bit more healthier, being more mindful of people's circumstances, thinking about, do we need a presence in the office? Do you need to even have cameras on? Which is a very contentious topic, which did come up on our workshop on Thursday. But it's a really interesting book, and I've recommended it to a few peers and colleagues already to have a look at, pull out some extracts, so some great exercises to go through as well. So I will put the link in the show notes. It's a really good book. I highly recommend that for anyone who is trying to work out the culture and their ways of working, like from a technical perspective, but also from like a shared goal and purpose, and to make sure that people are aligned in that sense. Anyway, I'm about halfway through that. I'll probably finish it off next week, and I'll wrap up any other conclusions in next week's episode. So that's it for this week. Hopefully it's not too rambly and it's a bit shorter. I will appreciate any feedback, so make sure you get in contact on the Mastodon at managingengineers.net/sci. You can email sci@jobling.com, or you can visit my website sci@jobling.com, and all the weeklies and details are available on that. See you next week.